Welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 5, episode 11, episode number 201. Mm. I said that very much like Oprah. Hello. How's it going? Happy December, everybody. We only have to get through one more month of 2020. That's it. And then we can kiss, God willing, we can kiss this terrible year behind us.
here's this hoping. Terrible
year behind us. Sorry.
31 days. December is always a quick month. We've got this.
Very true. Quick, everybody start thinking about how you've got so much time until Christmas and holidays and Hanukkah and shopping, and talk about, you know, how you've got so much time and you can do this tomorrow, and that will help us get done quicker.
That's true. Just keep putting off that shopping.
Yeah.
Actually, don't actually do that, though.
Yeah, it's
not great. Do your shopping early.
And shop local if you can.
And shop local if you can, exactly.
Yeah. So how was Thanksgiving? Everybody had a quiet Thanksgiving, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
We made a pie for two people.
Oh, my goodness. Nice.
Yep. We made an apple pie from scratch and then spent the next 4 days eating it.
Mm. That sounds wonderful.
That's
it was great. I regret nothing.
Totally.
And nor should you.
And nor should you. Yeah. Thanksgiving was surprisingly wonderful, actually.
Yeah?
Like, we just cooked all day, which, like, usually we're not the ones cooking, which is also really nice. But we were just cooking, and we did a duck instead of a turkey because it was just the two of us. And everything turned out really good. And, like, it was nice because we often, like, on the weekends, we'll just kind of, like, cook all day and do that kind of thing. But it was nice because it was specifically Thanksgiving food, but also because there was no, like, rush whatsoever. And, you know, we weren't hosting anyone, so there was no rush to, like, make sure we finished cooking so that we could, like, feed our guests, because it was just us. And then we Zoomed with my family, which, like, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but, like, apart from, of course, our live Zooms, which are great, you know, I think everyone's kind of just, like, Zoomed out and, like, another, like, you know, video, blah, blah, blah. But it was actually surprisingly fun. And, like, I felt connected to my family, and we, like, all Zoomed at once, which, like, we don't, on a normal year, we don't do that. And we don't all get together because there are so many of us and we live all across the country. So, like, some people will get together and, like, my mom will maybe, like, call us, but, like, we don't typically see each other all on Thanksgiving. So it was, like, actually, I don't know, in a weird way, we felt, like, more connected. And then we watched Home Alone, which is a family tradition. And I had been lobbying Frank for a while because, like, he's less into it, I think it's fair to say, than I am. But I think he's also come around to, like, it's, like, the thing that you have to start liking it because it's a ridiculous family tradition type thing.
Right.
And you've now seen it enough times that, like, you know, you can have fun with it. But anyway, so we did watch Home Alone, which was great. And, like, my family, like, on our group chat, we were, like, texting because, like, you know, my brother was like, oh, I had to do it. And he, like, you know, sent a picture of Home Alone. And I was like, oh, we are too. And, like, you know.
That's so everyone so fun.
was it was almost like we were watching it together. But it was really, really great. And then on the weekend, we went and got our very first Christmas tree.
Ah, that's great.
Yeah.
You, like, cut it down yourself, or did you go and, like, pick it out?
We did not. We picked it out at like one of the local spots. I mean, I don't have, like, an axe, and I don't even know what forest to go to.
I think you can rent those
things.
Yeah,
they give them to you.
I think they'll give them to you.
Yeah. Well,
regardless, you still got a real tree. We got our first
exactly.
real tree too.
I feel like if there's going to be a vendor, like a middleman involved, then, like, I'm just going to get the tree.
That's, yeah.
You know,
I would agree. That's usually my MO as well. But
yeah. And it was actually super, it was awesome because the tree, as far as I'm concerned, is, like, the perfect size and shape. That's what she said. And they also nailed, like, a base to it. And like, and the whole thing with, like, the water, which I need to water it, by the way, but now that I think of it, which was really nice because I just remember from my childhood, like, you know, having to put it in the, in the thing, the holder thing that you like screw in. Mm-hmm. And it's like always kind of like difficult, but no, so it was, that was great. And then we, you know, decked these here halls, got out all the Christmas decorations. I was able, Amanda, to put your RBG ornament actually on a tree, which is so satisfying. It's been hanging up. Yeah. It's been hanging up like in, you know, on a door handle in our kitchen, but like, it's nice to have it on a tree. I found also, I have like random weirds cause I keep shit sometimes.
Yep.
I keep everything. Yeah.
Yes. Especially like sentimental things. So I have an ornament that my second grade teacher hand painted for me. I mean, and probably for the entire class, but like actually like use that and like put that. And that's we had awesome. To buy a bunch of other stuff because we don't usually do a tree, but I have, yeah, some like random ornaments here and there. So that's good. And then, you know, put up the advent calendar as we talked about last week and loaded it with the chocolate and got to start today. So
nice.
Oh, I love all of this. Yeah, I'm living vicariously. We're not sure if we're going to get a tree this year just because of, I assumed it was in that direction.
Oh,
just given
awesome.
That was, your eyes kept going there when you referenced the tree.
It looks great.
Yeah. Oh, it does look lovely.
And now I get a different perspective of your living room for when you sit in front of that painting.
Yes. Yeah, it kind of matches the painting. It's great.
It looks awesome.
That's so good. That's so good.
Yeah. We got a real tree too, but we got they had the small mini ones outside of Wegmans. So we've got our normal tree up with the ornaments, and then we've got the like tabletop size. You know, it's probably like 3 feet tall.
Uh-huh. Nice.
And we got the little mini tree skirt for it, and we put it on like, you know, this little stool thingy, and. I was like, this is going to be our classy tree. Like, rich people have 7 different trees. This is going to be our little classy one. So we got,
I was
like, going
to say, I love that you have multiple trees. Yeah, that is like gold.
I think that's great.
So we've got this like theme where the lights, it's just one strand of 100 lights, just one strand of the green, red, and white ones. It looks great. The ornaments are, you know, of the same theme. I think they're like gold, red, whatever. Like, yes. And then Aunt Cindy has given us throughout the years these beautiful like crystal glass ornaments, like icicles and snowflakes and whatnot.
Oh.
So she had sent Jay ones this year, and they have like a story behind them or whatever, and he put them up on the little tree, so it just looks, you know, kind of fancy. And yeah, so that's our experience with that. But with the RBG ornament, I actually got a little emotional because I have the RBG. I'm sorry, I have the Supreme Court ornament that I got when I visited the Supreme Court and met RBG that day.
Right.
So I put them next to each other on the tree, and I definitely like, you know, I got a little emotional. I got emotional putting them up like together. Oh, so
that's awesome.
That's so great.
Yeah, but. The most important part of the holiday season, duh, is guess what it's time for, ladies? My giant snowman, the wine cup.
It's true. I have Christmas wine glasses that aren't packed yet, so maybe I'll have to start just drinking out of those. So, or just putting them around the apartment, so I feel like there's some decoration.
I considered making you guys for Christmas presents, and maybe I still will. So forget about this, and you will, because I've learned from the bonus clips that you do.
True.
If you're a patron, we just did our bonus show. It's out on the patrons' feed. It's there. Great clips this week. Great clips this week. But yeah, I was thinking of getting you guys making one on like Zazzle or Shutterfly or whatever that had ridiculous just Christmas shit all over it and being like, this is my Christmas glass.
I love it. I love it.
You know,
every year I manage
past.
To forget that you have that, but it's wonderful.
Oh, it brings me such joy.
It brings me such
comfort and joy.
May your days be merry and bright. The two tumblers I got last year, the one that says merry and joy. Oh,
wonderful.
I barely drink wine anymore, but
you can drink any beverage out of that.
You can.
That's true.
You can.
Yeah.
In my case, it's going to be LaCroix and whatever. Frick it's called. Anyway, sorry, keep going.
Indeed you can. No, but when you mentioned your little mini tree with its mini tree skirt, it reminded me that my mom crocheted me a tree skirt years ago. But since I haven't had a tree, I've never been able to use it. So for the first time, I got to bust out her tree skirt. Very excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That is awesome.
We don't have a tree skirt. What we do have is a fleece blanket that is Christmas colors.
Oh, that works.
We just kind of wrap it around the tree in a really not even artistic way.
That totally works.
It just started off as like, well, this is fine until we get a real one. And then we just haven't. So maybe next year.
Next year.
In the grand scheme of things to buy, it just doesn't.
And a new apartment is a whole new slate.
It's true. We do need to get a new tree topper. I had been using my grandmother's angel, which sounds very lovely and like, oh, it's vintage and like, oh, creepy? How sentimental, until I found out it came from a gas station.
That's so whatever. So that cheapens it? That doesn't cheapen it.
Less like I have to keep using it. Her cotton bottom skirt has like come off the plastic. Oh, and no. She's very sad.
Well, maybe you can retire her like on a shelf that you still display it somewhere so part of your grandma's with you, but
oh, I've got plenty of her stuff. Okay, don't you worry. Don't you worry.
Oh my God. Yeah. So speaking of holidays, we were talking about doing Amanda's moving in a couple of weeks, as you know, we talked about last week. We were thinking of doing a special episode dedicated to holiday movies because we were talking about we watched Home Alone also because we always do. It's like the first movie we watch every year. We also watched Die Hard because that's another one. It's a Christmas movie and it's another one of my favorite holiday. It's a holiday movie. Another one of my favorite holiday movies. And we actually, Zach wanted to stay up and watch it. And I was like, all right, thinking he was going to fall asleep. Mm-mm. He like held his eyelids open the whole time. But then we watched Plane, Trains, and Automobiles, which I had never seen before, actually, all the way through. So I finally have seen that movie.
I've never seen it either.
You know, the dude in it that's not Steve Martin, the other guy, is super...
John Candy.
John Candy, yes. Thank you.
John Candy, who is also in Home Alone.
Yes, he is.
He is.
His character is super annoying, though. Like, there were times where I was like, how is Steve Martin not, like, actually fucking killed this person yet? Like, I don't understand. But that said, you know, it was still a really funny, fun movie. And I can't believe it took me 36 years of my life to see it. But here we are. And then we watched the new Hulu movie, Happiest Season, with Kristen Stewart and Mackenzie Davis and Dan Levy and Aubrey Plaza and Victor Garber and Mary Steigenberger, whatever her name is.
Steigenberger, yes.
It was co-written by Clea DuVall and Mary Holland, who plays Jane.
Love Jane.
Love Jane, too.
Huh. So, I don't know who Jane is, but sounds great.
Yes. So we would love to talk about the movie and other holiday movies, not next week, for the week after. So Amanda, I think, is going to watch Happiest Season. I have Googled a list of cheesy holiday movies and solicited the help of my coworkers who love them a good Netflix/Hallmark movie. And I don't know, let's all come up with a couple of holiday movies and we can talk about them and have a jolly old holiday movie themed episode.
Amanda, didn't you mention Jingle Jangle?
Jingle Jangle. Jingle Jangle. It's so good.
Okay.
It's so, so good. I might watch it again before our conversation.
Wow.
The music is so great. Spoiler alert, Forrest Whitaker can sing and sing very well.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great.
Googling Forrest Whitaker.
Okay.
He's like a really serious actor. He's a guy from like Last King of Scotland. And he always just plays like really serious characters.
What have I seen him in?
Yeah, he's been in a gazillion things.
Yeah, he's in a lot of stuff. But apparently he trained like in college as a theater musical performer. So he has a really lovely voice.
Interesting.
Nice. Yeah, it's a really fun family movie with a lot of really great music. And it's very girl power. And I just loved the crap out of it.
Okay. So awesome. We'll check that out. talk about that. We'll talk about happiest season, and then just come with some of my one coworker. Like, she was like, "No, you have to watch the Prince one. What is it called? Hold on. The holiday Prince, Christmas Prince." And she was like, "It's really terrible, but it's also, you can't stop watching it." And I was like, "Okay." And then, you know, I started to, like, you know, make the list earlier today, right before we started, and I texted her to confirm the name, and I was like, "Any other one?" She goes, "Yes, after you're done with that, you need to watch all the Christmas Prince sequels." And I was like, I don't know. With a title like Christmas Prince, I understand that I'm getting myself into something that is probably very Southern, but let's do this.
Yeah. I did try and watch the Dolly Parton Christmas special on Netflix yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No, not good. No. Not right, Dan. Okay.
Nope. Okay. Could barely get through the opening number.
Okay.
I tried. Maybe Hallmark movies are not my thing, guys.
I know, and they're not mine either, which is why I've, you know, probably seen only maybe one of them ever. But I am gonna make the effort to watch some. So here's where we need your help, everybody listening. Stop what you're doing. Send us an email. Go on the Facebook page. Send us a message somewhere and let us know which holiday movies we need to watch. Give us a diverse group of movies. It doesn't have to be Christmas. You know, as long as it's something that we can either love because it's, like, you know, happy and emotional, love because it's cheesy and we can make fun of it, or it's, like, you know, actually legit good. Like, let us know, funny, whatever, and we will try to watch as many as we can, or something. So we're going to record this episode on Thursday, December 10th. So that gives you, roughly, from hearing this, a week to get us. Actually, no, send it in immediately.
Yep. Pause the
episode. Pause what you're doing. Let us know.
Send your movies.
Thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. If you need to call it in, call it in. We'll listen to the voicemail ahead of time and we'll take your suggestion. 331-276-2373, Facebook, whatever. Let us know which holiday movies we need to check out before we record on the 10th, preferably now, as you're listening to this.
Yeah, movies are long. There's only so much time.
Very true. Yes,
we might have to divide and conquer.
We will divide and conquer, for sure. Yes, make like you're Donald Trump on Twitter, and I don't know, like, when you sit down to poop, send us a message, something. I don't know. When those
make
Big
it your Macs, priority.
Yes. When those yes. Big Macs wake you up at 5 a.m., send us a message and let us know. Even if you text one of us individually or message one of us, like, let us know.
That's fine, too. That's, you know.
Yeah.
Send us a carrier pigeon, however you want to get it to us. That's fine.
Yes. But send the carrier pigeon, like, express, because it needs to get to us, preferably before the 10th.
If you want to send us some carolers to sing it to us, that would just be great. I would actually prefer that.
That would be fun. Yes. I like that.
But, you know, sending it through Facebook is fine, too, I guess.
Yeah. Let us know. Yeah. Okay. So, yes. Last week, we were going to talk about, there was a Reddit thread, and it was, who are some women that get overlooked in history but had major contributions to society? And I feel like, I don't know, maybe we can mention a couple of them now?
Perfect. Sure. I love this.
All right. So, the first one was Sandra Ford, a drug technician who first brought attention to what would become the AIDS epidemic. She knew something was up when she began receiving unusually high numbers of requests for And now, I haven't vetted any of these. Much like Sean Hannity, I haven't vetted any of these things. So, please don't. I mean, please don't fact check me. I mean, fact check me, but don't tell me. I don't. Please.
Fact check, but don't judge. That's what we're asking for.
An antibiotic reserved for treating pneumocystis pneumonia in seriously ill immunocompromised patients. The patients it was being requested for were gay men who had been otherwise healthy. Another one would be Dr. Virginia Apgar, who in 1952 developed a quick, easy 5-point test that summarizes the health of newborns and determine those needing emergency assistance. The APGAR score. Oh, that's where the APGAR score comes from. It's given to every newborn now and has helped save lives and infant mortality. So, like there's a little like whiteboard or whatever in your hospital room, and they will score your babies, your newborns, and they have to pass all the APGAR test stuff.
What are the different parts of it?
Hold on. I can tell you right now. Sorry. It's been 3 years, okay?
That's fair.
I knew we passed. stands for APGAR, her last name. Appearance is like your skin color. And like if you're blue or pale, you know, you're not getting enough oxygen. So that's like 0 points.
Or yellow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, well, yellow would be, I think,
jaundiced.
Yeah. Like a pink body or blue extremities is 1 point, meaning there's something going on, but like, you know, it's going to the extremities. And then pink all the way through is, you know, healthy. Pulse is another one. Absent is clearly zero. And then it's below or above 100 BPMs. Grimace is another one, which is reflexes. Activity is the A1, which is like your muscle tone, like if they're active, they're flexing their arms and legs, etc. And last one is respiration. And like, you know, basically that's like if they have a healthy cry or not. So, yeah. Huh.
Interesting.
And given that I just Googled this, I can say that I did vet this one and it checks out.
this one has been fact checked. Yes, it has
been. Ingrid Lehmann was a Danish seismologist. She discovered P waves, which are waves that reflect off of the inner core of the Earth, confirming that the Earth has a solid inner core and a liquid outer core.
Interesting.
Yeah, that sounds familiar from my geology class.
Oh, that's right.
Quite vaguely, but yes.
Another one is Daphne Oram, the first composer to produce electronic sound. She pioneered electronic music and led the path for music lovers today. She even wrote a piece called Still Point that she was never able to perform live because of sexism by her peers. It was performed for the first time in 2018 using a replica of the machine that she created. But she had died before 2018, so she actually never got to hear the song live.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is Bessie Coleman. She was a black woman who wanted to learn to fly, but nobody would teach her. So she discovered that the French would teach her. So she moved to France, learned French, learned how to fly, came back to the States, and then taught whoever else wanted to learn. She was alive at the same time as Amelia Earhart, but got no recognition. That is pretty badass. Another one is Claudette Colvin, who was the person who refused to get up from her seat during the Jim Crow era in America, but she was a young woman who was pregnant out of wedlock, so the black leaders decided she was not a good image of activist. Is that true? Because that's new to me.
No, that sounds vaguely familiar. Like Rosa Parks wasn't, like it was sort of like more planned than I think we sort of learn about.
Hers was more of like an activism.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, she was 15 when this happened, and she was arrested for it. It was March 2nd, 1955.
Wow.
Yeah, she's still alive. She's 81 years old.
Wow.
Oof, God bless her.
Mm-hmm. So it turns out the institution back was alive. Well, the establishment was alive well back then. We'll finish up with like one or two more before we move on. Because I'm actually enjoying this history lesson, to be honest.
Yeah, this is great. What a great find.
I know. Mary Anderson invented the windshield wiper in 1903.
What?
Cool. As soon as the patent expired, it became a standard in all cars. She attempted to sell it while she had the rights to it, but most manufacturers refused to believe that it was a feature of value. And it is likely that they weren't as enthusiastic about listening to her about it because she was a female.
God damn it.
Next one is another one is Henrietta Leavitt. She was an astronomer at Harvard and discovered a type of star called a Cepheid. Cepheid. Cepheid stars all pulse at the same rate. That lets us know how far away they are. Because of her, we're able to determine how big the universe is, along with many, many more things concerning the universe's properties. So that's
cool. Universe.
The universe.
Hashtag. another one is Eleanor Marx, the youngest daughter of Karl Marx. She played an important role in the British trade unions, which forced the move from a 12-hour working day, 6 days a week, to the 8-hour day, 5 days a week thing that we have now.
Yeah.
Okay, one or two more for real this time. Elsie McGill, nicknamed the Queen of the Hurricanes, was the world's first female to earn an aeronautical engineering degree. She designed the Maple Leaf Trainer 2 and was to look over manufacturing operations at a Canadian factory that built the Hawker Hurricane. So that's cool. Cecilia Payne discovered what the universe is made out of and doesn't even get mentioned in the history books. That seems fucked up. Okay, let's guess what year that happened in. Let's guess.
The late 1800s.
1925.
So close.
Wow.
She proposed in her 1925 doctoral thesis that stars were composed primarily of hydrogen and helium.
Mm. Wow.
Let's see. Oh, a woman invented the dishwasher. Josephine Cochran invented the dishwasher.
Of course.
Had to make life easier.
A man wouldn't have had an incentive to do that.
Exactly.
Right.
This sounds particularly badass. Qing Shi was the single most successful pirate in all of history. She led an armada of tens of thousands of sailors and 17 separate fleets of ships, and held the most important tributary in China under raiding for weeks on end before managing to give the slip to a combined force of Portuguese, Chinese, and English warships after being cornered with no way out, but she still got out.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that does sound pretty badass, to be honest.
Yeah.
Apparently she has quite the history, so you might want to look her up if you're into pirates.
And who isn't into pirates?
That's very true. So it's a great thread. It's a great thing. It's a great Reddit thread. I will post the link to it in the show notes if anybody wants to check it out. Because, you know, as with all good Reddit threads, there's like 800 and a million things to read about. So, yeah, girl power.
Cool.
Woo.
I don't know if you guys remembered, there was one other thing that I had from last week and I couldn't not do it. It's much quicker, but it's things that were extremely cool 10 years ago but are super cringy today. So I'll run through this real quick. The first one was buying Twilight merch from Hot Topic. Which may not have been cool for... Is it?
Buying anything from Hot Topic.
taking mirror selfies where you like put the camera to the mirror.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. uploading like every single photo that you took on Facebook, like the old way. Remember the old way you had to upload photos on Facebook? And sometimes you had to do them one at a time. That was super annoying. Yep. Lying about your life on LiveJournal.
Never had a LiveJournal.
I didn't either, actually. Mm-hmm. What else? Oh, the lighter. Remember the app that was the lighter app?
Oh, yeah, I totally had that, though.
Yeah, I totally had that, too.
Mm-hmm. just for the novelty of it, really. I didn't use it. It was just kind of fun.
I used it. arguing with your friends that the iPhone wasn't worth it because you didn't want to lose your BlackBerry BBM conversations. That was a thing that I actually struggled with because they didn't have iMessage, I don't think, when it first came out. or maybe it wasn't the same like as iMessages now, but I remember being like really upset, like I can't get the iPhone because I can't lose the BBMs. Like, what am I gonna do without like the BBM stuff? And
see, I never had a BlackBerry. Didn't have that problem.
Definitely did.
I remember being very jealous of, like, you know, when I first started working, it was like a certain level of like a status level when you got like a company credit card and you got a company BlackBerry.
Yes.
And by the time I got to that level, it was just like everyone had iPhones. So they were just like, we'll just set up your account on your own personal phone. Yeah. Like, oh, but you know, just the power move of walking into a meeting with like your phone and the BlackBerry and like putting them both on top of each other on the conference room table. I sound like a dinosaur. The kids don't know what I'm talking about now, but it was real. It was real. Oh. And I was envious.
You know, I do vaguely remember. I never like had a conference room, but I definitely remember like this being a thing. Okay, what about bragging about the DVDs that you had in your Netflix queue? Do you remember how you used to to like share your queue with people?
Oh yeah.
We were actually talking about old Netflix with the boys this weekend. Like, we were like, and did you know that back in our day, Netflix wasn't even, you couldn't even stream it. You had to submit for DVDs and you couldn't get a new one until they got the old ones back.
Came in the mail.
That's right.
Came in the mail. And like, I would curate my queue. So like, there were things that were on my queue for years because I would keep moving things.
Yep. Yep,
up in same. The order or like moving things down. Cause like, oh no, I don't really want to watch that. Or like, oh, someone told me I got to watch that next. And
yeah. Same.
Oh yeah.
And we used to do the two plan. Cause we were reminiscing about this weekend. We used to do the two DVD plan, except we upped it to three while we were watching Battlestar Galactica because we were going through it so quickly. Like, how are we going to wait in between seasons? we got to send one back so we can get a new one and then we'll never run out. Yeah, good times. And the sleeve. Remember the sleeves they used to come in?
The sleeve. Yeah, that red sleeve.
Yeah.
See, I'm perpetually behind the times on these things. So I actually never did the Netflix old version. I've only done Netflix streaming because when everyone was doing Netflix DVDs, I was still like going to Hastings.
I don't even know what that is. Is that like a Blockbuster?
Yeah.
Red Box.
See, never did a Red Box.
I've never done
I was living in the city by the time Red Box was a thing. So there weren't any here. So that was also why I did Netflix, because there wasn't like, you know, Blockbusters and Red Boxes. They weren't as readily available as Netflix.
Yeah, it's a good point. Quoting Borat a lot. I remember, very nice. How much?
Well, maybe that will be a thing again.
Hey, they came out with a new Borat movie.
Exactly.
Oh, we know.
Still haven't seen it, but yeah.
Daniel watched it. I heard him laughing from the other room.
I hear that the woman that plays
that's my review of Borat. Daniel seemed to be laughing.
Right. Except now, instead of saying "very nice," we're saying "I was just tucking in my pants." She took my mic off.
I mean, what a year he's had. And I know he's still just probably in it for the money and like holding on as long as he can for the money. But like, wow. So much ridiculous.
I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. His daughter had a really funny piece for maybe it was Vanity Fair. And it was just like parody, like it was a spoof. And it was like ways for like self-care for the holiday season. And it basically like mocks every single Trump scandal ever. And like, it's pretty funny.
like this is, this is the time when you start to go senile. Maybe that's what's happening.
Well, I mean, it's honestly like not to get like, you know, whatever, but it's probably unchecked alcoholism. Like,
yes.
Yes.
It's, yeah.
Yes. No, I
there's something going on. That's not just,
not just a quirky personality.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that and just, you know, 10, tendency for crying. But right. The next one, I still do. So I take very big issue with this. And that's randomly yelling, leave Britney alone. We'll have a conversation.
I didn't use that for the longest time. And I don't know what inspired me to bring it back. But I feel like I have used it as a joke.
I just can't help
maybe
it.
Maybe 3 or 4 times in the past couple of months. That's I don't really know. Maybe it's quarantine.
Maybe. Leave Britney alone. I mean, leave Britney.
What is that from?
The what's his name? The Leave Britney Alone dude. He made that video. Yeah. Sorry.
It was like the early days of like YouTube celebrity.
And he just
it was one of the very first viral videos.
Yeah. And it was back when Britney Spears was like having her like mental breakdown, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like yeah. Britney shaving her head and the umbrella yeah. with the car. Mm-hmm. Like it was that era of Britney. And people weren't being very nice to her because, you know, she had become the butt of the joke. And yeah. He was not okay with it.
And he wasn't. And
he was going to stan her. Did I use that term right?
Oh, I think you so. Did. We would have to ask the youths, but I yeah. think you did.
I okay. think, honestly, I think stanning is a millennial term. I'm not sure what the youths say nowadays, but.
Well, it's not this millennial's term. Exactly. So.
It's like the youngest of the millennials.
Right. Yeah.
The baby millennials.
Wow. Yes. The babe millennials.
The millennials.
The millennials.
Okay. Just to finish this up. The Do you remember how Facebook's sorry. You remember how Facebook used to have the status thing would be like Amanda is, Shandy is, and you would just yeah. write like you would complete the sentence instead of yep. writing
in the third person, in the,
yeah,
which yep. is obnoxious.
Yep, that actually comes up in my time hop.
Yes,
yes. And I'm like,
remember when that was a thing? Because it includes the is
yes.
in your time hop.
Which it really
like
made
part
you.
Of the prompt. So it's like it's yeah. very it's very weird.
Yeah,
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 yeah.
So anyway, this was really like those are just fun.
That was fun.
Yeah. Just going down memory lane. There's a whole bunch more, but I know our limits. So. Okay, one more. Watching movies and TV shows on your tiny little iPod video screen.
Oh, yeah.
Which I did all the time when I was commuting on the train. I would like load them up.
Wow. Oh, see, I didn't. Yeah, I had like one or two on there. Just because of the space. I like wanted to make sure I had enough room for my music.
I didn't know you could put video on an iPod.
Certain iPods.
Certain iPods. It had to be
the video. The video iPod. Oh,
see, I probably never got to that point.
You just skipped to the iPhone, which, you know.
Well, see, like I never. Yeah. I had to wait till the iPods got to that point before I could get one.
Yeah. So I had the video one and I used to download lost episodes to rewatch them the day after. Like, and this was like before I really knew Jay actually. Like I'd watch the episode and then the next morning I would get up and listen to the lost podcast, Jay and Jack. And then I would download the episode and then watch it onto my iPod and then watch it again on the train with all of the like knowledge I had gotten from the podcast.
But just like the funny thing that like we used to have all these different devices and now we yeah. have a singular device that does all of those things.
It's both crazy and kind of nice.
It is. You certainly have less to carry in your bag. Yeah.
And yeah. the resolution is much better.
Exactly.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. Remember, taking selfies in the mirror definitely was a thing.
Mm-hmm. Depending on who you ask, I feel like it's still a thing.
True.
It's art now, Amanda. It's the thing
whatever.
That it's the thing humbug. That the youths do in order to mock us old people.
Humbug. Get off my yard. With your mirror photos.
So, Amanda, if you were writing your Facebook status right now, in this moment, Amanda is...
I don't know. Feeling extremely
shaking
old.
Her fist.
Angrily shaking my fist. Yes.
Shaking fist at sky.
Shaking fist at sky. All right. That's a good point to stop. Let's take our commercial break. We'll do feedback. Call it a night. All right, we are back, and it is time to get into some feedback. The first bit of feedback comes from the Facebook, the Facebook page, and that is John wishing us a happy 201.
Woo! Aww.
Also, it's going to bug me now that I realized it, but I said episode 511 at the beginning of the show, and we are episode 521, and I needed to have the record reflect. Ed also congratulated us for 200 episodes. Sorry I keep missing out. By the time I get off of work, the party is over. Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving, and I'm thankful for all 200 episodes of the broadcast. Big virtual hugs, but not the creepy hug. Creepy too long hug kind. Not the creepy too long kind of hug.
Aw, that's very sweet.
Yeah, very sweet. Thank you. And I'm sorry. I know, because Ed is working so hard as a mailman that, like, or letter carrier that we, I don't know. I'm sorry, Ed.
Yes, but we appreciate the service you provide.
Exactly. And thank you for listening.
That too.
Laura said that I echo what you said. Someday I'll make it to the party, but for now I'm thankful for the time you three put into making our lives brighter and funnier. If there is a better time that is good for, like, I don't know, if we want to have like a 2020 is over party in January, we could do it. Like, I don't know if you guys want to do like a weekend or something that, or a time that works for everybody. Like, I don't know. I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah. It's been a long time since we've done a champagne brunch.
Yeah.
It's true.
Might be nice to bring that old tradition back.
Yeah. I think that we should have in some weekend in January, a 2020 is over party, but it's got to be a time that's good for Ed and Laura so they can join us.
Love it. On board.
All right. Woohoo. And then Susan said she was glad that she was able to make it. Amanda, it's too bad that we're on opposite sides of the cranberry debates. It's one of the most important sides. At least we agree on the others.
And to be fair, I appreciate the cranberry in all forms. I just have an affinity for the gelatinous can version just because it's a nostalgia thing. But no shade, I love me a homemade cranberry relish too. And Susan, yours sounds amazing.
I don't know if anybody's been following the Thanksgiving side dishes brackets that we've been doing on the main Jay and Jack Facebook page. It's currently down to, and this is shocking to me, stuffing beat out mashed potatoes, I think it was, or gravy. So final four, I thought the final two were going to be biscuit versus mashed potatoes because those are my favorites. And both of those got knocked out at the final four. And the final is happening right now as we record this, and it is stuffing versus gravy, and gravy is losing.
Well, because gravy is a condiment.
Exactly.
Like, you can't just have it by itself.
Exactly. The gravy goes with the mashed potatoes. It's mashed potatoes and gravy.
The gravy goes with everything.
Sure, that's fair.
And then you put the gravy over the entire plate.
That's fair, but it goes most principally with the mashed potatoes, which is why we say mashed potatoes and gravy as like a one word thing. I agree. You put the gravy everywhere.
Everywhere.
I put the gravy on the turkey. Mm. Oh, God.
Yeah, of course.
We had some awesome gravy this year.
But it's not a side. Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
But it is a side. I don't know. But stuffing is.
I love stuffing.
I don't like stuffing.
I like stuffing.
I'm a little bitter about this final two. I was like, yes, we're going to have mashed potatoes and biscuits, and it's going to be like my Sophie's choice.
Yeah, like mashed potatoes and green bean casserole.
See, I don't like green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole got knocked out.
Yeah, I feel like green bean casserole is always like, I'm like, oh, you got to have the green bean casserole. And then I have like two bites, and I'm like, yeah, I don't really like this. It's like I trick myself every year.
Both sweet potato and sweet potato casseroles got knocked out too. And I happen to love all things sweet potato. So
same. But if it's in the grand like Thanksgiving debate over the spud,
that's very true.
The white potato is king of the Thanksgiving meal.
So if I was going to write my Facebook status right now, it would be is very upset about
He's very upset about sweet potatoes.
I'm very upset about mashed potatoes. Biscuits and mashed potatoes for life, yo. Those actually were like my primary.
Nice. So now, do you do the homemade biscuits or you do like the out of a can and the slice and bake?
Amanda, do you not know me? Somebody else makes the biscuits and I eat them.
That's fair. But I just, you know, again, I feel like you can have a lot of nostalgic love for the one that comes in the can and you got to like turn the can and it like pops out.
Oh, I do love those. So yeah, yeah. Generally, I will do the one that you turn the can I will even make an exception and do the potato rolls and heat them up.
Mm. Yeah, I do like those.
Because those are delicious and they taste really great with mashed potatoes and gravy on top of them.
Yeah. I used to like to make little sliders out of those like Pepperidge Farm rolls.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. All
Yep.
Mm. Yes. Whatever. Was it people or worst taste in the world?
No shade. I do love me some stuffing.
You know, I might make biscuits one year because I've actually been making homemade bagels because I got the, was it Skinny Taste? Is that the brand? But they had a book of like air fryer recipes. And I've been making homemade everything bagels out of like yogurt, like Greek yogurt, whole wheat flour. And
oh my God. If you can make a bagel, you can make a biscuit. I feel like bagels are way harder.
I don't know. I've also been doing this really awesome, like Asian style meatball with like, cause we do ground turkey with, like hoisin sauce and, three out of four Glatfelters love it.
So. Who's the odd one out?
Yeah, who's the abstainer?
Alex, but I did buy yum yum sauce and he's been eating it with the yum yum sauce and ranch combination.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But no, Zachary, Jay, I, we're all like, yeah, that's pretty good. Anyway, sorry, not to get too off topic. Maggie said, drinking kombucha from my broad's glass, quarantining this Thanksgiving due to COVID exposure. So it's a quiet Thanksgiving.
Oh,
and then Matt said, before we move into the Matt's what she said, if you're hoping the next TV show I'd recommend would be lighter or at least not care a trigger warning, sorry. this past week, I watched Seduced inside the NXIVM cult on Stars. Yeah. Oh, sorry. He actually talks about that one. It's a 4-part documentary about India Oxenberg, who was recruited into the cult and forced into some awful situations. I would put this above HBO's The Vow. Which isn't The Vow the one from Olivia's mom, India's mom, rather? Because her mom was an actress on one of those old, you know, one of those old soaps like Sunset Beach or something. The Vow put emphasis on the victims and the survivors. It was ultimately a story of survival worth watching if you can handle it. Which, yeah, I've heard that those are both really good and it's good to, there's an order. Like, if you want to watch both, watch The Vow first, because The Vow, I think, like he says, goes more in depth of the people that are featured like within the cult, and they're only like side characters in the second one. And, you know, you have a lot better context if you watch Seduced second, because you've already been introduced to all the characters in depth in The Vow. I think that's the order of it. You can Google it though. And, you know, if you do want to watch both, on a way lighter note, good for Elliot Page.
Yeah, that was interesting news to see today.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, congrats.
Yeah.
Well, it was also, just a tangent on that for a second, catching up on the news tonight and seeing how, you know, we're a CBS news house here, but to see how they covered the story was really, really heartwarming, because it was done with a lot of care and all and correct pronoun usage. Mm-hmm. And it was a little glimmer of like, oh, okay, we have come far enough that we can talk about these things and we can talk about them correctly.
Mm-hmm.
in national mainstream news.
I mean, I have to say, I just Googled it as we were reading the feedback, because of course I hadn't yet heard the news about Elliot Page. So, and just in reading the headlines of all these different papers, like they're already correctly gendering him. So mm-hmm. like you said, Amanda, like, mm-hmm. good. I mean, it's like literally the bare minimum that we can ask, but yeah. like.
Right. But but that wouldn't have been the case this time right. last year, even, I feel like. I feel if anything, we are slowly moving towards being a more tolerant and accommodating society. And thank you. So. Thank you, Elliot, for being a big part of that.
Yes, I hope so. And then finally, Matt recommends Happiest Season. Pleasant film.
Well, hey, we may know about that.
We will talk about that on December 10th. So if you haven't heard and you haven't stopped your listening yet, the broadcasters 3@gmail.com or 331-276-2373 or Facebook or something. If we haven't read your message, make sure we read it so we can know what we need to watch.
Did somebody get a dog? Was there a barking?
I heard the barking.
Dog.
Okay. I thought it was outside your window, one of your windows or something.
It is kind of right outside my window because like houses are very close here. But it was Eli.
Oh, that's a good dog name. Yeah. Eli.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, it's just a good name in general. I just like the name Eli. It is.
Yeah, it's a good one. Just three letters, but packs a lot of punch.
It's a solid, strong name.
Yeah.
Eli is also short for Elliot.
Yep.
Ah, there we go.
Circle.
Yep.
That's right. Eli thought that we were talking about him, and he was like, did somebody say my name?
Get a treat.
Is that a cat I see in the window? That's a fun game.
Mm-hmm. All right, now it's time to move on to Matt's What She Said. We'll take it away.
We had a little practice sesh beforehand.
I can't believe that it's 200.
Here he comes.
I'm going to bed right after this anyway.
Fuck it, we're starting now.
When all else fails, decorate yourself.
I like that.
Yeah.
Put that on a bumper sticker.
Yeah. I'm desperately trying to get it to fit the Zoom.
I've never had it, but I'm definitely on the verge of using it.
You need the gravy.
You do. Okay,
here we go. There's my Facebook status. Oh, needing the gravy.
Needing the gravy.
I don't think people pretend to like this.
I may like cream things.
They expand and become less offensive somehow.
It's in my mouth.
It's one of those things you take to seem polite.
I do that all the time. It's amazing.
I don't regularly do that, but why the hell not?
We don't do that here.
I got two more.
Usually I don't lose it. I just take a long time to get there.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
There are certain things that need to be done in person.
Very true. Who's going first?
I'm very grateful for the fact that I can see people's faces now when I'm doing it.
That's pretty funny.
I'm not going to put my pants back on because why?
Do you miss the pants? Probably not.
I feel very lucky to be in this position.
We come together on the full moon.
Jay and I have both picked up techniques from when she did it.
God, that worked out well.
That did work out well.
Oh, do it this way like Susan did.
Everything's going to be a bit sweeter.
We should always do it this way.
We're 8 minutes away from needing another one.
I think that Matt must have written these down as we went along, because there's some things in here that I think I might have edited out. I did edit out like 40 minutes of the show. So
Very smart of him. Very smart.
Very smart.
Very smart indeed.
Because those are really
funny. It was a little unusual.
Yeah, it was longer than usual. That was what she said. All right, moving into butter shemales. Maggie sent us an email with the pictures. Thank you so much, Maggie. She also says happy 200th. All right, and then we have a voicemail from Maggie the Magnificent. So let's get into that.
Hey, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. It's Maggie. Happy episode 201. That's crazy you guys are already at 200 podcasts. Great job. It was really fun to hang out last week for the birthday party or 200 episode party, whatever. It was a birthday, kind of. For me to call in, so first season of Veronica Mars is one of my most favorite things on TV ever. I started a rewatch last year before season 4 came out on Hulu and then literally finished it this year because it just got busy and then in quarantine I was like, oh, I've got time. So I don't want to say anything until I know I've reviewed season 4. Veronica Mars. I usually call it V Mars because Veronica's too hard to say it up. I showed it to friends in college and that's what we called it. We would call it V Mars. So I think somebody called for that at some point. Wallace or somebody. But yes, can't wait to get I could talk forever about Veronica Mars. Love it, love it, love it. So great show if anybody needs a show to watch. Queen's Gambit is also really good. It's on Netflix. Oh my gosh, that show is amazing. A few weeks ago you guys were talking about quarantine linings or quarantine linings, whatever. I can't think of the word. Mine are yoga every day and walking, what I'm doing right now. This is about March 15th, so like 2 days into the world changing. I started doing yoga every day, doing yoga with Adrian. I think that you're finishing off the January one. So I finished that off and then I started to do the monthly calendars. And so I started that, which is, inspiration from you ladies. And yeah, and I walk every day at lunch. That was the one plus about not going back in person is I get to walk at lunch. So hope everybody's doing well and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
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 Yeah, that's impressive. There was a month where Maggie and I both did the yoga with Adrian, like month-long calendar. And then I kind of fell out of it and she just kept going. Yeah. And that's inspiring.
It's really inspiring.
Get back into it.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. Maybe I'll get up and I'll do some yoga tomorrow. But I do say, I've watched the first episode of The Queen's Gambit.
It's really good.
I'm into it. Yeah. I want to, it's one of those ones where you really have to have the energy to focus.
It's emotionally taxing. It's a very emotionally taxing show. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just haven't had the energy the past couple of nights to get back into it. So not for lack of enjoying the first episode. It's
But it is really good.
Be in the right space for it.
Mm. Yeah. And the woman that plays grown up Elizabeth, is that her name or Elizabeth? Like is really great too.
Oh, that's good. Because, yeah, the first episode, she's not really in it much.
No, because it's their childhood, the first few episodes.
Yeah. Oh, the first few. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Like I said, I've actually missed a couple in the middle. I do want to go back and rewatch. But, yeah, the first, I believe the I want to say the first maybe three. Maybe four. Because it's her, like, growing up. So, like, you see, like, her from her childhood, her teenage years, and, you know, when she's a young adult. But it's really good. And Jay, you know, plays chess, like, on his phone, like an app. And he used to just play with two coworkers, one from when he was at Google, one from WeWork, and his dad, Jerry. And he would just, like, play the same three people over and over again. And he said that since Queen's Gambit has come out, like, all of a sudden he's got, like, eight games going on at once. Like, everybody is, like, into chess all of a sudden. which I know, Dennis. Let me tell you a story, Dennis. When you were playing Jay the other day, we were at the dinner table and he couldn't put the phone down. He's like, I'm playing Dennis. And I was like, I don't care. Are you playing? We're eating dinner right now. He was like, I know, but he's a new player and I haven't figured out how he plays yet. And I was like, and you'll have plenty of time to figure it out. Put your phone down at the table.
Chess waits for no person.
It does not. Well, especially because like this particular app, like it's timed like real chess. And like,
yeah, it's probably the same app that Daniel does. Or maybe I shouldn't say that because maybe Jay might have another game to play.
No. But it's probably the same. It's like the chess.com app or whatever. Like, yeah, it's, yeah. So, but he's like super obsessed with playing it. As far as Veronica Mars goes, yeah, I agree with you. Like, Shandy, I know that you are only halfway through season three right now. But can you tell us, season one, do you agree with Maggie and myself that is like one of the best seasons of television?
I mean, I think it's really good. I really enjoy it. I really liked it. The first season.
Season one. I know that season two and three aren't like, you know.
No, season one was great. I don't know. I have a hard time ranking things.
Fair. Lists. I know you don't like lists and top 10 things and all that. I remember that from our tribe days when Tim would be like, can you rank from blah, blah, blah? And you'd be like, no, I can't. I hate this.
Yes. That is our patriarchal, hierarchical society influencing us into making us think that we need to decide always what's better than everything else in what list. I really, really, really enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm relative to it. I do really like it. There is a lot of rape in it. But
yeah. Well, I mean, look at this, like the setting, like that rich California, like Paris Hilton society kind of thing. Like, I would imagine that kind of stuff.
I think the writers were a little rape heavy. I think, in that kind of environment, there is also a lot of sexual assault. But yeah, I think the writers were a little rape heavy. Obsessed.
They were.
And sometimes it's like, you know, makes sense and is worth it. And sometimes it's not. But overall, I still really like it. Hmm.
All right. Moving on, we have a voicemail from Dez. And she says, sorry about the length. That's what she said. So let's get into it. Here we go.
Hey, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. This is Dez.
This is Astrid.
Sorry. She's eating breakfast. She's got a grape in her mouth. We're actually two episodes behind, but we were listening to the episode, and you guys were talking about some shows we like. So Astrid, Great British Bake Off. Astrid and I are watching the Great British Bake Off during the week. We watch an episode with lunch usually. We watched on Netflix. We watched Collection 1 and Collection 2, which I had already watched Collection 1 back in the day with my husband. But yes, we are enjoying the Great British Bake Off, aren't we?
One on the floor.
I'll get it. You like the Great British Bake Off, huh?
Yeah,
it's cool to watch them make all those cool stuff. We always like to watch baking shows. Like, she really likes the Kids Baking Championship, which they have on Hulu, because, you know, of course, kids are baking stuff. That one's really fun for her.
And there's also Amazing Race.
Yeah, sometimes we watch Amazing Race. Anyway, so we're watching Great British Bake Off, so we love that. We're watching that together during the holidays here when we have time to watch something. And we're also watching the new Supermarket Sweep.
An old Supermarket Sweep.
Yeah. So Supermarket Sweep originally came on when I was home with Skylar when she was a baby. Okay. In like 91, 92. She was born in 92. I watched it when I was pregnant with her and then when she was a baby. And then it went off the air for a while. And then it came back on, I think in 99, 2000 time. And that's when my son Gavin was born. So we watched Supermarket Sweep when he was a baby. So I really wish that there was a Supermarket Sweep when Astra was a baby, but there wasn't. So we watched the old episodes with her because they're on Amazon Prime, and I think they're on Netflix now. But we were watching the old ones. And then, you know, Leslie Jones said, oh, I'm doing a new supermarket sweep. And I was like, ah, yay. But it took forever. You know, Astrid's four now. She's not a baby anymore. But we are watching it every week on Sunday morning. Daddy goes to get some breakfast from somewhere, and he'll bring it home, and we'll have a breakfast date with Supermarket Sweep from the week before. And I've always loved this show. It was always my favorite show. I always wanted to be on the show. I love the new one. Yeah, I love the new one. It's so great. They take everything that's great about it and they updated it. So, you know, what Amanda was talking about, how it was so inclusive. It is. It's great. You see people who are like, those are people in the world. Yeah, you see those people all the time. You know, it's like, and there they are on your TV, like they should be. It's wonderful. So much different, you know, different kinds of relationships and different kinds of people, and I love it. And Leslie Jones, I love her anyway.
She's in the new Ghostbusters.
Yeah, she's in the girl Ghostbusters movie. Yep, that was good.
Got the books.
You got the book. That's right. So yeah, so I think Leslie Jones is great. I think the story is actually that when she was, when it was on before, I'm not sure if it was the first time or the second time, but her and her college roommate tried out to be on the show, and they made it. So they went there and they were going to be on the show, and she was so excited, but her roommate had to go to work. So they had to leave. So she didn't actually get on the show. And so she loved the show so much. She always wanted to be on it. And then she was so close. She decided that she wanted to bring the show back. And I love that she loves the show so much. And you can tell that she loves it. You can. She's a great host. And it's just updated and fun. And one of these days, I'm going to be on it. So, Supermarket Sweep, I know this is ridiculous, but Supermarket Sweep is something I love so much. Probably because I watched it with all my babies. And it's just a fun show. Yeah, so I'm so silly about that. I know I'm just ridiculous. But I do love it. And I think that it's awesome that you're watching it, Amanda. And Colleen, it is definitely family friendly. There are some off-color jokes, but they'll go above the kid's head, I'm sure. You know, it's there's not that many, but it's a lot of fun. You know, the kids probably be running around the house, you know, pushing supermarket cart and throwing stuff in it. Astra does that, but with her little shopping cart. So she likes to act it out. And she runs and she grabs like a big stuffed animal and says, I got a bonus. So it's a lot of fun. It's a good, fun time. Anyways, I'm just rambling now at this point. I don't really have anything else to say. I'm like so far behind on the shows. Talk about British Bake Off. I already talked about British Bake Off. We're really enjoying the show. I do like that show a lot. I love baking competition shows a lot. I like baking and I like, you know, cooking, that kind of stuff. So I like to watch those shows. But the British Bake Off one is just, it has a quality that the other shows don't have. I don't know. It's just so freaking wholesome and so pure, and everybody's so just so kind, and like they're not even competitive, you know. They're not talking about each other at all. Not, I don't know, it's hard to describe what I'm trying to say, but you know, they're not like trash talking in the, you know, not in a friendly way. They're not even doing that like American shows would do. So it's just so sweet. They're so concerned about them, you know, what they're doing. They're not really concerned about
it. Also the Thanksgiving Bake Off.
Yeah, we watched the Thanksgiving cookie show. That's right.
I'm done.
Okay, so let's say bye because this is way too long.
Bye.
Say, love you guys, love the show.
Love you guys, love the show.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God, that was adorable.
I loved everything about this. Des, if you need a partner to go on Supermarket Sweep with you, I will be that person. Saying it now. If you want, I will be on the show with you if you need If you need a partner, I'm your gal.
That would be amazing.
It's so good. It's so fun.
We're going to get to it. We will. We're like so into like DuckTales and all that right now, but we really, like, the kids love the original Supermarket Sweep. And I love that you watch that with all of your children. Like, that is awesome. Like, hashtag Team Universe. Like, that is super cool. And the with the Great British Bake Off, I actually have always noticed how, like, just nice they are to each other. Like,
do I know why it is? Because there's no cash prize. All they win is like a crystal cake dish and flowers. And bragging rights. That's all they win. So it's like, you know, and I think they're British, so the competitive streak, it's more about the fun than I think, you know, us Americans, where we just like live to work.
Right, because
and he got in rank. Got a rank. Who's
the best? Yeah, you got a rank. Who's the best?
Yep.
Where it's it's just a different mentality. But I love that show too.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. The holiday competition comes out on Netflix on Friday.
Oh, awesome.
I'm very excited. If you enjoy the regular show, the holiday one is all that, and it's even better.
Awesome.
Oh, it's just everything you need in the world right now. It's just a warm blanket and a
tea
and a cookie.
The last part of Sabrina should be coming out soon, too.
Ah, yes. Yeah, for the opposite end of the scale.
Yes.
Things to kind of like unsettle you and like.
Yeah.
But that's just more than a shot of whiskey, whereas Great British Bake Off is just like milk and cookies.
Yes, pretty much. Pretty much. Yeah. But you said like wholesome, and I was like, Sabrina. Yeah. Alexa, what's the opposite of wholesome? So Astrid reminded me, and like twice now in the show I've meant to say this, and twice I have not said it, but last week while I was in the middle of singing the lyrics to our original theme song, which was originally composed to be goofy and silly, I realized that we need to retire the lyrics of the original one. Not the Mayday Bitches or Girls Rule or whatever it is, but we need to retire the parts when we're shouting out like anatomy, because it doesn't actually, like, yes, it's supposed to be silly and it's supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be like the equivalent of screaming like penis at the top of your lungs, like the penis game or whatever. But like, it's not inclusive to all women, and like, we are a lot more mature, and it is a different world, like Amanda was saying with the Elliot Page stuff, which I meant to say when we were talking about that. It is a different world now, and I think it's time to put the original theme song to rest and, you know, not have the lyrics we were shouting up, vagina and titties and ovaries and all that. Like, it's I think that is no longer a thing. And if you go back and listen, like, I shout out vagina when we're doing it live, and then like I say titties, questioning, because like as soon as I say it, I'm like, wait, this isn't okay anymore. And I never think about the original words, because we literally only play them like once or twice a year, and then it just like goes away because we have the theme that we, you know, use now, which is like Mayday Bitches and all that kind of stuff. So I do apologize, like, to anybody out there who came to the conclusion before you could hear me doing it in real time last week. It's not who we are anymore. It's not very inclusive, and it's we'll keep with the Mayday Bitches and the Broad's Rule and whatever else we come up with will be the new official theme lyrics. Oh, and we'll also have "Hey, Hey, We're the Broadcast." People say we stuffed it around.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
But if you have if you have musical inclinations and want to send us a song or new lyrics to shout out for the one that we have now, please do. Not as much urgency as sending us your holiday movie recommendations, which you should again pause right now and let us know, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. or blah, 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 everything that we've said, let us know. But yeah, I did want to address the theme song because that was, yeah.
Well put. Very, yeah. Very well said.
All right. And we will finish up the show with an Andy update and then we will get out of here.
Andy writes in, this holiday season in Andy's social distancing. Hey, Rods. Hope you all had a great Thanksgiving, and I'm sure you already went through any shareable highlights at the top of the show. Mine was fine. Stayed home, had a great meal, and didn't have anyone over, which is actually pretty close to how I've spent most Thanksgivings the last few years. Guess I never knew how prepared I would be for a pandemic until we had one. Although recently, I've been worrying about the significant rise in cases. My neck of the woods hasn't been hit as hard as lots of others, but it really feels like the wagons are circling and infection may be imminent. Of course, I hope it doesn't happen. So until then, I'm staying home as much as possible, wearing a mask out in public, and using a lot of hand sanitizer. Anyway, that's about it for now. As this obligatory reference to how different this Christmas is from past Christmases, holiday season begins, I'll leave with a quote from Leonard Cohen, which seems appropriate this year, both to being away from loved ones and for the perennial single people like myself. May you be surrounded by friends and family, and if this is not your lot, may the blessings find you in your solitude. # I'm 6 feet from hers, Andy. Aw. Yeah.
That man knew how to write a lyric.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Anytime I hear Leonard Cohen, though, I'm immediately like transported back to the SNL episode immediately after the 2016 Aww. Election. Yeah.
Oh, that was so perfect.
Yeah, Kate McKinnon singing the lyrics to Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And she sings the like the ones that aren't the popular ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, Andy, you and I must be on similar wavelengths lately because you mentioned my neck of the woods hasn't been hit as hard as a lot of others, but it feels like the wagons are circling and infection may be imminent. Like, truth be told, I have actually, like, my anxiety has really started acting up a lot lately. And I, like the circle of, so 2020 has been bad and a lot of people have been affected by it. And I have felt that the circle of bad 2020 things has been getting closer and closer and closer to me lately. Mm-hmm. And we've had a couple of things happen to us lately here. So, okay, this is a terrible story, but like we went out the other day and we just went 2 miles from home and we got to where we were going and we realized that Alex wasn't in the car with us. But both of us had remembered Alex leaving the house. So now we were 2 miles from home, freaking the fuck out, freaking out. Like, Jay is usually calm and I'm usually the freaker outer. And no, like, he is driving 90 miles an hour down the street until we get to the neighborhood, in which case I'm like, no, if he's wandering the streets, you need to drive slowly because you don't want to hit him and like that be the cause. But like, you know, I'm chain reciting Hail Marys because, you know, I'm a Catholic and that's what I'm trained to do when there's something bad. Like, Zach starts crying and turns out he had gone into the garage and I shut the garage door because I thought I was the last one out of the house. And when he got home, he was by the front door. He had gotten into the house. And, you know, you can actually, we replayed the whole thing like through the Nest Cam, which I'm freaking out so much on the way home that I actually accidentally hit log out of the Nest Cam and then I was shaking too much to log us back in. And if I had, I would have heard him like and knew he was inside the house and like probably calmed down a lot. But we didn't know. We're like, is he in the pond out back? Is he on the playground? Is he wandering the streets? Did he, you know, like what's going on? And he actually, so he was in the garage. I shut the garage. You can hear him. It was a total of maybe 6 minutes that he was alone. And he was by the front door and he was like, I want to go too. Mommy, I want to go too. Take me with you. Like, I know, right?
His own little Home Alone.
It was. It was. And the funny thing is, well, there's two things. When we watched Home Alone last week, he was like watching it because it was the first time that he was like really watching it, right? Because we watch it every year, but he doesn't remember from last year. And right, yeah. Jay joked, Jay was like, oh, he's going to be our Kevin McAllister. Like, he's going to set traps for robbers someday or for us.
Yep. Whole cheese pizza just for me.
Yes. Keep the change, a filthy animal. And, but you can hear it because we went back and you can hear on the tape, he was actually being a brat because he didn't want to go. He was like being like, poopy mommy. And actually saying, you can hear it loudly, like, I'm the only mom you got. You better be nice to me because I won't always be around. And I literally say that before we forget him. And I was just like, holy shit. But like, honestly, like, I'm not okay from that still. I still have nightmares. I was up several times last night. I still like see the... Like, is that a warning shot to us that 2020 is coming for us? Because it could have been so bad. If he didn't go into the garage, like, who knows what would have happened. And, like, it is something that has haunted me. My anxiety has been sky high. Like, I feel like a terrible parent. Like, you know, so, like, I hear you, Andy, is what I'm getting at is... It feels like everything is circling closer and closer. And I made a joke at the start of the show, like, we have 31 days as of recording this until 2020 is over. But, like, I am literally holding my breath and feeling sick and feeling anxious. And I feel like 2020 is coming for me. And I just, we're all in this together. We're all going to hopefully get through it together.
Not hopefully, we are.
We're all going to get through this together. Yes. And we're going to have a 2020 is over party in January.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And Ed and Christy Hell are going to tell us what dates are good for them, what times are good for them. But anyway, yeah. Sorry for the terrible story. That makes me sound like a terrible person, but it was, you know.
All parents have a story like that.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks, Andy. Sorry that I wasn't happier for you. On that note, everybody, feedback, want to talk about holiday movies or anything else? If you haven't done it yet, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or 331-276-2373 or any other method.
Ample opportunity.
Ample opportunity. Let me know. I am down for a watch. And let us know if it's like sentimental, funny, cheesy, really terrible. Because I am down to watch the terrible ones and make fun of them. Just yep, gonna
we need
it.
We need a genre.
Yeah. So just let us know. Is The Christmas Prince worth it? Should I watch the sequels?
How many glasses of wine do you think I'm gonna need?
Right, exactly. But thank you for listening, though, everybody out there. Sorry to end the show on a little bit of a heavier note. But we appreciate you listening. Thank you to the patrons. If you'd like to become a patron, you go to patreon.com/jayandjack. We are looking into, as we talked about last week, having a level of Patreon where you don't have to do the ads, so an ad-free level. And also Patreon now offers membership where you can pay for a year in advance. So we should have that set up. So check that out. Thank you to the patrons that contribute a certain level, and that we Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, Greg the Gray, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Granddaddy Mailman. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. Hope that everybody has a happy last month of the year.
You're here.
Am I forgetting anything?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, on that note, everybody, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.